Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great 4th of July. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we're going to try this. We're going to do a get-to-know-you question here. We'll go around the room. It's kind of a different question, so I'm going to ask about me first, and we'll switch it around. So, the question is, if police were to kick in that door right now, and they were to come in and arrest me, and they don't say anything about it.
Whoa.
They walk in, boom, they would put my hands behind my back and march me out of here. They don't say anything. What would you assume that I was being arrested for?
Good.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Mm-hmm. It's scary to give you guys open mic here on this.
Got it.
But let's see where your minds go. Amy, you went first. What do you got?
Yeah, some sort of an underground... Why is the word racketeering coming to my mind? I don't even really honestly know what that means, but that's the word that's there. But like something underground that's like not legal, but it's also not bad. But like you got in deep, like messed up, and you were working with some of the wrong people. And you're going down for them because they're not going to go down, so they pin you. You're the scapegoat.
Yeah, you went intense. You went a whole story, like fan fiction there.
It would have to be that.
Yeah. So you say racketeering.
Scapegoat.
Which racketeering is like getting a business, like a mob would go and be like, hey, you need to pay me money and we'll protect you. That's kind of racketeering. Or like, wow. If you don't pay me, we'll burn your place down kind of type thing. Is that racketeering?
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's like operating a business. You're getting money in a way that's not legal. Like you could do casino, maybe.
Got it.
I'm not an expert in racketeering.
Is that like money laundering?
Yeah.
Oh, like maybe wash money.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah. Ooh.
I could be wrong about racketeering. Will you look up the exact definition of that?
I just figured it out.
Amy said I got in too deep, though. No.
Either it's your comedy shows or your title boxing, you wash money.
Okay.
That's why you do it.
That's where I was going. Money laundering.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're on tour. Absolutely. You're washing dirty money that you got from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Wire fraud. You do the $1 million show. You do Pimp and Joy. Oh, this all goes to charity. Charity called your bank account.
That's true.
That's wire fraud.
That would be one.
Dang.
I don't touch that money, but that would be one.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
It's all money crime.
Well, that's... racketeering is a set of illegal activities aimed at commercial profit that may be disguised as legitimate business deals. Fraud, extortion, bribery, or threatened violence.
Mm.
So, yeah. For the record, I don't get any money for $1 million show. I never see it. Pimp a Joy, it goes.
For real.
It's not us. Yeah, not us. Okay, what about Amy? What if cops came in and they arrested Amy?
Got it.
I know what they're all going to say.
I already got it.
I got it based on them.
Oh, well, I didn't even have time to think about it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, once you say Amy's name, you know.
Oh, Amy, immediately.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is true about me, but based on what I...
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I do.
What?
Like snaps?
Hit and run.
Oh.
That was mine. Hit and run.
Yeah.
She hit someone then took off.
Right.
Got it.
She probably didn't even know she hit him.
Right. That's good.
Yes, that's exactly it.
That's really good.
Yeah, that was my.
I thought you guys were going to, like, I thought Lunchbox made like a divorce joke, like snapped.
Uh-oh.
Like killed her ex-husband or something.
Oh my gosh.
Is that it?
No.
What was yours?
Wire fraud. Pimp and Joy.
Oh, you're doing this everyone?
Okay. So she says she gets none of the money. And so she says, oh, buy all these shirts. Uh-huh. And she buys herself a mansion.
Wow. Oh my
gosh. Is that wire fraud?
No.
That's wire fraud.
Wow. I don't know.
No.
I don't think that's wire fraud.
Okay.
That
100%
is. 100%
of money always goes to the cops.
That's what you say until the cops come in. And then you're like, okay, I did it.
He goes both of those for us. It can't do Eddie, though. Don't do Eddie the same one, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
what am I wire frauding?
You got to change it up. Cops come in, boom, kick the door in. They put Eddie in handcuffs. They walk him out. What did they just arrest Eddie for?
Wait, you didn't do Amy?
Yeah. Killed her husband, ex-husband.
Oh. That was yours?
Yeah.
You said that was going to be mine.
That's funny.
Eddie.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Oh, I don't know if I can say that.
I know.
Huh?
I don't know if I can say that.
I can't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not saying it either.
What are you not saying?
Nothing. It's terrible.
I can't say it.
Terrible.
What the?
I don't even know if we're thinking the same thing. We probably are.
No, we are.
We have to be.
Yeah, probably. Eddie.
What?
What do the cops arrest him for?
I got it. Ready? Wire fraud.
You're saying the same thing for every single person.
Yeah.
What am I wiring?
He says he's going to deliver chickens. He never does. You send him money, you don't get the goods. That's wire
chicken
fraud.
Chicken Ponzi scheme?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So that's wire fraud.
You're messing with my chickens, man.
I would say like moving stolen goods.
What you mean?
Like he has a warehouse?
Like someone's like, this. I got to get this stuff A to B, and it's not really that big of a deal for him to drive it
Oh,
somewhere.
He's a mule.
He's basically carrying stolen goods for somebody, moving stolen goods.
I got uncles that got busted.
Across the border.
Yeah. He just told me stories about other people he knows.
A lot of my family.
Yeah.
I would say that. He got mixed up in that with
my
folks,
family
with
members.
Folks. Who knows? With folks. Amy?
Yeah, I don't know. Eddie's pretty... I don't know. What could it be?
It's a game, Amy.
I know.
Anything, Amy.
No, something just came to my mind that I don't like.
What?
I would say.
Then don't say it.
Why do you guys all have something you can't say?
It's not that.
What on earth?
Probably, what? Because I thought of that one, too.
We have multiple ones about Eddie we can't say.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have anything you'd like to say? You don't have to.
I know. Probably something with the chickens, yeah.
Chickens, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, last one, Lunchbox. If cops came in and arrested and they took him out.
Oh, he was lacing his chickens with stuff.
What?
Eddie was?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Lunchbox, we're doing you. Let's see, what would we do?
Oh, gosh.
I got it.
Oh, easy.
Wire fraud.
He doesn't work a wire, though. His would be...
tax evasion.
Oh, that's it.
I mean, dude, the IRS is going to come and get
him. That's for sure. We wouldn't even ask... We'd just keep doing the show. We wouldn't even pause to ask the question.
The time
we'd just be like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess it did. Huh, yeah, tax evasion for sure.
What prison would I get sent to for that?
Sing Sing.
Oh. I thought I was going to get sent down there in Florida.
Yeah, maybe.
With Chrisley's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, fun game though, huh?
Not really. Well, I still want to know what you guys couldn't say.
I have Lunchbox away for something else.
Oh, go ahead.
Continued misuse of 911.
Yeah, you ain't going to serve any real time for that, though.
That's just
we should have just stuck with the tax evasion.
Oh.
Yeah, tax evasion, though. That probably will happen, though, of all these. The only one that's probably going to happen is tax evasion,
yeah,
for sure.
War wire fraud.
Why do you keep looking at Amy?
What? Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 13-year-old son has a best friend who is a girl. They've been hanging out constantly this summer. And he came to me recently and said she invited him camping that would involve a sleepover and a camper. She is really his only friend he's made in the last year. He's never expressed to me that he likes her more than just a friend. I know her parents and believe they would take care of them and watch him over, but something about it makes me uncomfortable. Am I overreacting? Should I allow my 13-year-old to sleep over with a good friend of the opposite sex? Signed, mom of a teenage boy. Amy, you go.
I mean, I would let my kid go camping in this situation. Although, as a parent, you do have to listen to whatever strong gut reaction you're having to something. Me personally, if I know the parents well and I want them to continue their friendship and make memories, let's go.
Also, you probably know your kid.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, he's probably telling the truth.
Yes. If you watch them interact and you haven't seen anything, I mean, because that's really honestly the only thing, I guess, that would be of concern if you think they're going to like go do something risky and he's going to come back a dad or.
Whoa,
that would be terrifying.
Big jump. Yeah, you went harder there. Eddie?
Yeah, let him go. Look, when I was 13, you know,
Eddie would let his 13-year-old
go. Look, when I was 13, they all wanted to be my friend. Nothing was going to happen.
Who's they?
All the girls.
Oh, got it.
Like, really. Like, if you're in that friend zone, nothing's going to happen. Like, really, this is his best friend. Like, let him go camping. This is just like another dude at this point. They're not going to do anything.
I agree. Now, there may be a time in a year.
Sure, when they're older.
You'll notice. You'll see that twinkle in his eye start.
It's a little different.
And that's when it's different.
But when you're in that friend zone, nothing's going to happen.
When he's in the bathroom too long.
Dude, like, why are you adding him like that?
No, I'm just saying, that's when you start to know things have changed. You just tell. There's just things that, there's little signs. Mm-hmm. Like telltale signs, we say.
My wife hates it when I say stuff like that.
Telltale.
Telltale?
Telltale signs.
Telltale.
What's telltale?
Telltale.
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 I know, but I hear people say that. Tall, it's the telltale sign. But
why are you saying it like that?
What? Telltale.
Because I don't know.
It's not tall.
Spell it for me.
Telltale. Telltale.
Telltale time.
I thought you were just repeating two words. Telltale.
Oh my God.
It's confusing.
I thought that was.
I thought you were singing Tao Tao. Tao Tao.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's get a couple updates from Morgan. Morgan, number one, this guy messaged you and wanted to paint you.
Yes.
Which sounded a bit erotic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Or flirty. Or, I didn't know. Or scammy. And so we thought maybe it was a scam. So what happened?
So I decided to message him. You know, you told me what to write to him, and I had a full, like, message exchange with him. And after about the first three, it was sounding pretty legit. And then after the third message, when I was like, okay, so how is this compensation supposed to work, like, when you pay me? He started getting all weird about it. And he's like, well, and then he just ignored my question. And then it started to look like a robot was responding to me. And so I think it's, like, somebody in another country, and they're trying to scam me.
But how would they get money?
They said they would send me a check for everything, and I'd put it in my bank, and then I'd have to send them stuff back so they get my bank information.
So they send you a check, but they have your information for your bank?
Yep. So I asked, I was like, so will you do Venmo? And he was like, we don't do that. We have to do it this way per the client's request. And they're like, we have to send you a check that goes to your bank, and then you send us stuff back.
But if they send you a check that goes in your bank, why do they have to know about your bank? Why can't you just take the check and just keep the money and scam them?
I don't think they're paying you with, like, real money that they have. I don't know how they do it, but it's, like, stolen.
I watch these scammer people that attack scammers on TikTok. Like, this, I forget they're like the scammer survivors or scammer attackers. It's hilarious. And they get them on the phone. They're like, we know exactly where you are,
That's
buddy.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Okay, so that is a scam. If somebody's painting you or saying they want to paint you on Instagram, it's a scam.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing is Morgan was almost murdered by her Uber driver.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, do you mind if I know we're going to the airport, but can we swing out of the way here and go over to my buddy's house? And Morgan's like, no. And so we said, hey, you should write a review.
So I decided not to do a review, but I did a blocked call to Uber. So he couldn't find my phone number. He didn't know it was coming from me. And so I blocked call, then called customer service with Uber and, like, shared a message with them.
And what'd they say?
Wait, you blocked a call to customer service?
Yeah, because I was really nervous about this guy having my phone number or just anything coming through. So I did, like, a private call to Uber.
And they still answered even though it was a private call?
Yeah, it was, like, a customer service line. And I just reported about the guy. I said, this is who it is, and this was my experience. I don't really know what happened. Nothing, obviously, unfolded from what he said. But I just wanted you guys to know I was very uncomfortable in case something comes up with this guy moving forward.
What did they say to you?
And they're like, we really appreciate you letting us know, and we will look into this further.
Do you think they do anything about it?
No.
The fact that he took his picture down from his profile.
Yeah, that's
weird. Creepy.
But I just got scared because you can do it on the actual ride. But I was like, if somehow, some way, like, he sees this or the report comes through, like, my information's out there. And I don't want him to come back for me.
But Ray says unless he wrote it down, he won't know where you live because he's going to so many places and it's not logged in his phone.
But if he wasn't in, like, a right state of mind, he probably did write it down, you know? And I'm like, I don't want it to come back on me at all that I'm the one who reported this.
Or Uber murderers. Uber murderers.
Have you ever read of that?
There's some.
But I mean, there's so many, but I don't hear, there's so many Uber rides and the occasional murder. Right. But I wonder if there's
like, you mean, what are the odds?
Basically, like, better odds is getting murdered walking down the street or getting an Uber.
Uber.
I mean, Uber's so vulnerable, man.
Yeah, and also, maybe, Morgan, you don't have to worry about him coming back because maybe he does that to every customer. And so he wouldn't know who reported him.
I would imagine if he is the Uber murderer, that he's probably done this before.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't know specifically. Do you feel guilty about it?
Yeah, I feel kind of bad, like especially if he happens to lose his job or something.
Yeah, because he should have not murdered. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But what if he really had a buddy, guys?
But it doesn't matter. His job is not to go by his buddy's house while he's got somebody in the car.
Right, I know, but he gets fired because of that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't do your job or you do something against the rules of your job or you make people feel unsafe, I can understand you getting in trouble.
Okay.
That's like my buddy Mark. He was changing his oil behind the Sam's Club and he got fired for it when he was on the clock.
How is that like your buddy Mark?
What?
Because he was doing something that at his job that he wasn't supposed to be doing, and so he got fired. Do you feel bad for Mark?
I don't know Mark.
I knew Mark.
Yeah.
You know Mark?
He always talks about the money, but then he got somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
No, that's Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He saved, David Robinson in a flood once.
Tim Duncan.
Oh, Tim Duncan. Okay. Yeah. In a flood. Tim Duncan was on top of his car.
What?
Yeah. Tim Duncan was low water crossing, going to his neighborhood, and the water rose. And when Mark was on the hood of the car, or the roof of the car, and he peeked in the car, like he in the window, and there's Tim Duncan.
And he pulled Tim Duncan out?
Got him out.
Saved him.
That's crazy. That's
pretty cool, huh?
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, Morgan, thanks for the updates.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dewey Parker's chilling in his apartment in Colorado Springs. When he looks in the building next to him, there's a fire on the third floor. And his neighbor has asthma and couldn't get out. There's smoke. And he sees the EMT is at the front door, but they can't get in. Dewey's like, man, I got to do something. Leaves his apartment, and he starts scaling balconies like Spider-Man.
Wow,
wow. Whoo, whoo, whoo. All the way up to the third floor, gets his neighbor, opens the door, and gets him out to the EMTs.
Yeah, that's brave because he's risking his own life to do it. Like, that's a hero. What's his name again, Dewey?
Dewey Parker, not to be mistaken for Dewey Cox.
Or Peter Parker.
Peter Parker,
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Parker.
That'd probably be better than Dewey Cox.
Yeah, you should have thought about that one.
Oh, is that Spider-Man's name?
Have you seen the guy named Howie Do-It? His name is Howie, last name Do-It.
No,
and they found him on LinkedIn, and they're like, this is how we do it.
Come on.
Hilarious. Yeah. Funny. This is how we do it. So they play that clip over it.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Good story. Guy saved somebody's life, and here we are. Talking about how we do it.
How we do
this
it.
Is how we do it. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you listen to this show, I think you have a feeling about Lunchbox one way or the other because some people are like, man, you guys pick on Lunchbox a lot. Some people are like, man, Lunchbox won't stop picking on everybody. He doesn't stop. And it's one or the other. And I think a lot of times we see what he does that's behind the scenes too. And then we may just say stuff on the air and they're like, wow, you guys are continuing to go after Lunchbox because of stuff he does off the air to us. In a fun, loving way, but annoying sometimes. So what I want to do is share a bit that we're not going to do, that he wanted to do, to show this is the kind of crap he's up to behind the scenes.
Okay.
He wanted to play a game called Rate the Bangs with Morgan. Now, here's the thing. We're not going to play the game. Whenever we talk about him and he talks about his hair and we talk about his bangs and his haircut, he's, oh, you guys, my hair's good. You pick on me. Let's talk. Why are you picking on him?
I don't ever say you pick on me. I just say, oh, whatever. You don't like my hair? Cool. But she came in flaunting this new crazy hairstyle.
Her hair's like crazy. And how's she flaunting it?
She comes in with the bangs all over her face and like, whoa.
She changed her hair. It's not flaunting.
So I thought we could play a game called Rate the Bangs.
But I know what you want to do.
We've been rating things lately. And
so I just want to make fun of people. That's my point.
We would all write a review.
Why are we writing a review on our bangs?
Why don't we just vote? Lunchbox's bangs or Morgan's bangs?
Oh, Morgan's bangs for sure.
Morgan's bangs.
There you go.
I don't know. His bangs are pretty strong today, though. They make a pyramid right down his nose.
They're looking pretty good. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Do you
just
comb your hair down?
No, it just dries that way.
It looks like you take a comb and you comb it right down.
You want to know the last time I put a comb in my hair?
I Heart Country Fest.
20 years ago.
When you wore bracelets at I Heart Fest?
20 years ago.
And rings.
And rings. Snake
rings. Snake rings. It's either May or September.
Yeah.
No, I don't put a comb in it. I just do my fingers.
What was your point with this bit, Rate the Bangs?
I just thought it'd be a fun game. We could all write, like we write a movie review.
What if we all were like, we love her hair. It looks
great.
Amazing.
Then that would make her feel good.
And that's what the bit was. The intent of the bit was to make her feel good.
Yes. The intent was to say, hey, do people like your new hairstyle? Did people notice your new hairstyle? Do people think your new hairstyle's crazy?
This is all I want
to do. The bangs make you look way older? Like what?
Way older.
This is all I want to do is show. He's always up to something.
I just thought it would be a fun game.
Okay.
Morgan, would you like us to play Rate Your Bangs?
No, I would very much not like us to play this game.
We're not going to play Rate the Bangs.
Well, I like her bangs.
I like her bangs too. I'm rating it 10 out of 10.
Bangs are cool.
Let's rate Lunchbox's bangs.
Yeesh. 0 out of 10.
I give it one big howdy doody.
All right.
You kind of look like a howdy doody. Howdy doody and Doug, if they had a kid. Doug
okay. Funny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. I have another Lunchbox bit here. I wanted to pitch at you guys. He wants to talk about how, but he doesn't. Sometimes he'll send something and not know that I know it's from him. And Eddie's so jealous of Lunchbox. But I know it's from him.
What's this all about?
Go ahead.
It's amazing. I get put in these TV commercials for Sonic.
There wasn't a TV commercial. It was an Instagram ad.
Okay, you call that Instagram, I call it TV. And I mean, Eddie's not in it, and he's mad that he's not in it, and so he has to insert his own voice in the commercial just so he can be a part of it. And it's like, dude, like, relax. Okay, they didn't want you in the commercial. You don't have to force your voice into the commercial.
Okay, I see what he's saying, but it's not true. Well, yeah, I did put my voice in there.
Oh, you did? You did?
I did put my voice, but that's just because no one was around. I needed something quick.
Can I hear it, Ray?
That's Eddie. That's when I'm on the roller skates.
So that's like a voice actor.
I heard that and I thought it was Lunchbox.
I did too.
Thank you.
When I watched the ad, I thought it was Lunchbox acting like he was falling in roller skates, and I was going to say that was good acting.
Yeah, I would have never known that was Eddie.
I don't understand why you didn't use the audio from when I did do it.
You weren't doing that, or I would have used it.
Okay, let me listen to it again, because Lunchbox is like on roller skates, like, oh,
like he's falling.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
A good actor would have done that while they were recording.
I did.
Where did you do it?
When I was doing the thing.
No, you did not.
I was like, whoa, and I ran into the sign.
I would have used that.
And then, I mean, there's audio. I mean, play the audio. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Is that a ghost? Are we being haunted by
whoa. Why didn't he just ask me to do it?
Afterward,
you just recorded that.
Why did he ask me to do it? Why? See what I'm saying? Like, he could have asked the actor, hey, can I do it? But he wanted to insert himself into the video.
My only point with this is he even tried to make it.
Oh my God.
That would bring it up that it wasn't from him. Because it was written, Eddie is jealous of Lunchbox.
And why would I be jealous, record something, and then not tell anyone that that was my voice?
You told nobody.
I didn't tell a single person.
Exactly, because you were hoping, I'll watch this. I'm going to get one over on him. Like he wants to, I'm so good. I want to be in the commercial. Like, it's sad, man. It's a bad look.
What are you talking about?
Gosh, dude.
Just making stuff up.
Got your feelings hurt. You weren't involved, so you'd cut my voice out and put yours in.
Now, that's the show today. Just us.
Great.
Doing this. We're not going to play Rate Your Bangs. And we're not going to hate on Eddie.
But did you not think it's weird that he didn't just ask me to do that?
No, I think he just did his job and made a video.
Yeah.
No,
it's
his job.
His job
is not to insert his voice in a commercial they didn't want him in.
Okay.
Oh, they told you they didn't want him in it?
Yeah. They're like, can you just say
on? Sonic, we apologize. Eddie inserted himself in your commercial.
Sorry, guys.
Well, you can go watch this, though, up on our social.
It's a good video.
Go
check out Morgan's bangs.
It was pre-bangs.
And they'll like it.
No, I thought maybe she put a picture.
You're trying to hurt people? Hurt people. Remember that.
No, we'll put up a poll.
No, we're not putting up a poll. People are mean for no reason.
Okay.
All right. Abby is our phone screener. So when you call, you talk to her. She does a whole bunch of stuff, too, behind the scenes. But Abby is our line of defense or the person who gives us great callers. And we have a lot of great callers that call a lot, including Carolina Roy, who calls, who first he wanted to be set up with Priscilla Block. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And so apparently there's been a slight change in the situation. Abby, he's calling now saying what?
So after Lunchbox made that comment and was like, oh, would you date Abby? Now he calls me every day and is trying to ask me out. Also messaging me on Instagram and Twitter. So he's going full out.
What does he say if he calls the studio? Because you're answering work. You're like, hello, Bobby Bone Show.
Right. So every time you give out the number, that's when he calls. So everybody else is calling, which gets pretty hectic. So I'm like, oh, I need to go really fast. So he's just like, hey, Abby, so remember what Lunchbox was saying? How he tried to set us up? Like, what do you think about that? And the first couple of times I was like, I got to get the other calls. But then the other day I was like, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that.
How do you say no? How did you say no?
That was very awkward. I was just like, look, that's not something I want to do over the phone. And you don't even live here. So it's not going to work.
What if he moved here?
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
I just kind of use that. I don't even want to.
What do you say whatever you want to say outwardly. This is publicly. Abby, go ahead.
I would just like to give him advice to not go as hard as you did, because obviously you did with Priscilla Block and then with me. So I would just recommend kind of chilling a little.
Pot kettle. Yeah. Pot kettle. Yeah. Well, I mean, goodness gracious. Abby telling someone not to go hard?
I have learned. I've learned.
This is hilarious.
On this side of it, I'm like, whoa.
So we're going to come back to you, Lunchbox, in 1 second. I see you have a lot to say.
Huh.
Abby, so what do you want to say to Roy, though, specifically about you?
You know, I do appreciate you thinking of me and thinking that could be something, but at this moment, no. Sorry.
Is it because you're currently tied up with someone else? Or is it because he's just not for you?
I am seeing other people, so I am not.
That's easier for Roy than to hear. It's not about him.
Yeah. I don't want to put anything into anything else.
Does anyone know what Roy looks like? I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Abby does. She's got his Instagram and Twitter.
Is he somebody you'd like to date?
I didn't really look into it. I think he's private, so it's kind of hard to see what they look like.
Well, Carolina Roy, please call the show. We love you. Always, if you have something to say, but Abby does not want to go out with you.
Yeah, but you can keep calling. It won't be awkward.
It'll be awkward for sure, but we like that.
Yeah, just call in the downtimes, not when Bobby gives the number.
Because when I get the number, everybody's fired up to call him.
Abby said, you know, that's the hard part. She can't talk to him because it's during the busy times.
Now, it looked as if, and it sounded as if you had a lot you'd like to say about the situation.
I mean, it's just hilarious that Abby is like, oh, don't go so hard. Don't spill your guts on the... Like, Abby, you should just be so happy that someone is showing attention to you.
That part's rude.
Very rude.
Yeah, that part's rude.
Science voted her the worst.
No.
It's not necessary.
I think what you're trying to say is at times she gets... she goes a little overboard, too, with revealing too much. I think you should be happy someone's giving you attention.
Okay, that also, but yes, not sometimes, every time. She rode in the back of an Uber with someone, and she thought they were destined to get married. I mean, she met
a romantic. Hey, there's a fine line between a romantic and a psycho, right? Hey,
she met some drunk guy in Vegas in the elevator, went and had, you know, whatever, drinks, and they danced in the hallway, and...
I forgot about the dancing in the hallway guy in Vegas.
And the next day, when he showed up with a chick, she thought she had just lost her man of the future, and she looks at me and my wife and goes, man, I thought we were really going to date. And I'm like, Abby, he lived 3 states away.
I don't know about that.
But you never know.
I love that you put your heart out there, right? If I had to pick one of the two, meaning you go all out or you don't go at all, I like where you are because you can always pull back. It's like me with people that work for this show or I work with. Like, I love people that go too much because I can always go, hey, let's chill. It's hard to get somebody to go more. So, Abby, I like that. But I think you're learning, right? You've been a little much at times.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning because I saw it, you know, firsthand. And I'm like, oh.
And how are you doing it differently now?
She's in love.
No, no.
No, Abby, are you in love with someone else?
No.
Good answer. But I don't care about the other person.
Look at the smile. She's trying to hold it back.
She is trying to hold it back, yes.
Look at her.
But it's okay to be smitten. It's okay to be smitten. You should be when you're dating somebody new. How are you approaching this preliminary part of the relationship differently?
Well, I mean, that was usually just at the first date where I was like that.
So now
you know, where
I would
give out everything.
So now you're in more than a first date?
Yeah.
And you're giving out everything?
Mm-mm. No. Wait, no?
I'm not talking about that, Abby.
No, I know that. No,
you're not like jumping to conclude. Like, you're not like...
here we go.
Thinking too much of the future and what's going to come of it. You're more in the present.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like, I'm not trying to pressure anything, just kind of letting
control.
It flow. Yes.
Yes.
How many times a day do you go to their Instagram page and look at it?
What?
Why?
See,
that's an indication.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying how obsessed you are.
Oh, I'm not obsessed. Cool. I don't know why you would go, if you're going on dates with someone, why would you keep going to their Instagram?
Just to look.
Oh.
You know, the fact that you even asked that question, I like it. Good for you.
And see? Progress.
Do you more than 3 dates with this person?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But a minute ago, she said people.
I think she's just saying that to stay vague.
Okay.
One person?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it there. No more pushing. Okay.
Sleepovers?
You don't have to answer him.
None of our business.
I'm not asking any more questions. Good for you, Abby, for holding it close to the vest. Do they live here?
I cannot give any details.
Good, I like it.
I'm stopping myself here.
So they live out there.
But she told Carolina Roy that he doesn't live here, so.
I didn't say he did or didn't. I'm just
She's just saying that to Roy.
She didn't want to date Roy.
Yeah, it wasn't really about
that. She dated a dude in Wichita that lived, and she lived here.
Did you meet the person on the phone lines?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. DMs.
I would prefer not to do that.
But DMs okay.
Yeah.
That's a very, very normal way for people to meet each other. But I don't know. DMs?
No.
Okay. Abby, thank you. That's enough
for
today.
Thank you.
How tall is he?
No.
Well, that's vague.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's really vague.
Because I know what he does. He starts doing one question, and then he's like, okay, we're going to go. But what about this?
Okay. Abby, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
What would your happiness scale is, though, 1 to 10 right now?
Right now?
Yeah, with just generally how it's going with this person.
9.
That's what I'm talking
wow,
about.
Wow, that's high.
Good job. Does he pick you up when you do stuff, or do you Uber there?
They go to other cities.
We got to end this. We go to other cities.
We got to end this.
What's his profession?
Well, you can't ask like that. You got to like.
Yeah, he is right now.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We're done, Abby. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
It's time for the good news
with Amy. Tell me something good.
Did you ever learn how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did actually. Combine.
Like how old?
And a small tractor. About 3 years ago, I'm breaking Bobby Bones.
Oh. I meant like as a kid or like go-karts.
Yeah, all that, yes.
Okay,
you know, so. I drove a stick on a truck, but I didn't work on a farm. There's a difference in farm and poor.
That's true.
I was poor. I didn't work on a farm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Four-wheeler?
I drove a four-wheeler. I mean, I wrecked a three-wheeler once.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? They had three-wheelers.
Yeah, a lot of people wrecked
those. I dumped it over. They don't make those anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, this mom, she's driving down the highway. She's got her 11-year-old twin boys in the car, Jordan and Jermel. And her name's Crystal. She had a seizure on the highway. And her boys, they went into action immediately. The one that was in the front seat took the wheel. The other one was like guiding him like, hey, go over here. This looks like a good spot where you could pull in. And they had tractor driving skills because her fiance would take them out on there and taught them how to do it. And then they rode go-karts. So he felt like he kind of knew what to do or how to handle it. And the mayor of their town like commended them. They were honored. It's just such an amazing story of them saving their mom's life.
That's a great story. I just feel too, when a mayor gives somebody the key to the city, I don't know if that's true or not here.
It's not a key.
But if they give you a key to the city like they do sometimes, you should be able to use that key one time. At any time. And that's not a literal key that opens the lock, but it's like, I'd like to go into the Froyo place and for an hour, all you want. In the city, you get the key. There should be something more than just a hang up.
Oh, you get to have like a party at City Hall.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it for City Hall.
That's weird.
But like, if you go into
the Froyo place with the key opens at 11 p.m., and somebody's got to be ready at all times for that call. Hey, Mayor, I know it's 1 a.m. But I'd like to get into John's Froyo here. And he's got to come and open the door for you.
What about mayor for the day?
Mayor for the day, what are you going to do? Budgets? Like in reality.
True.
If you get a key to the city, you should be able to open a door. If you're the mayor for the day, then you got to like do budgets and
you got
to
work.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Okay.
That's all I say. The key to the city should mean something. They'd give away a few less. But you should actually get a key to anywhere in the city. And you get to use it for an hour.
Hmm.
Like these kids, they should be able to use whatever. The trampoline park, key to the city.
Ooh,
whatever they want. The prize room at school, key to the school, like when the teacher keeps prizes.
Or override whatever grade.
No, that's not key to anything.
I mean, he's meaning
the key.
Lies.
I know,
key
to
the answer key.
Oh, go. Now she got me. Yeah. He got me, the answer key.
Or the
dang
key
it.
To like the computer.
The key to my heart. Oh no, now I gotta fall in love. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.